I'll just leave the water if anybody wants water.
Thank you.
Jerry.
I know, there are only going to be six of you.
Can we just put them, like, on the table over there so we can...
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. You got it? Okay. Yeah, next to the water.
And I'm going to recommend roll card.
To cool the
grab
the water?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
And then
I would
just...
How many
antennas
do you have guard here?
That's what I do all the time.
I got media system in Gordon State. And I'm starting to use Gordon State.
Okay.
Who's got a pen?
I think I'll have one of those. Thank you.
Okay.
I think you should get
a pen.
You have your own.
Actually, would you let them do that job?
Sure. Do you have the old list?
Yeah.
From the program? For the program?
There you go. I'm giving Gordon everything.
This is Sherman. You're on it.
Get over.
Okay. Myla, Raphael, Brandon, Wally, John Wenger, Bernie, Jonathan, and Harrison. Yeah.
Harrison is Harrison on this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're continuing.
Right.
My compromise notion, which I thought would at least, you know, deal with. They just plan that fast.
I did not
have
my time
on
that.
Well, I think, too, actually, the program council is the only list that I really need.
What's interesting, the IPNB is...
And the reason is because I cram everybody from page 4, 3, and 2 on to 1.
Just
so everybody got a chance to speak.
Yeah, that's a good
thing.
That was a
Strabo. Yeah, but still, I don't think it's going to get revisited.
At first, the Unity people...
Strabo's have to get revisited.
What is that?
This is the thing with the timer about it, means.
Yeah, but who's going to argue it? Are you going?
I don't know. I'm working the wild surrounding days.
No, I could be there.
That's Gordon Stitch, one T, because everybody says Stitch was two T's, and at AOL.com.
And her name is Sherna, not Sherna.
No, that's all right.
Well, they're used to me.
He loves these little baskets. He's got a bottle.
All right, anybody?
She's looking in there.
Roger.
Little baskets. Big baskets. Blue baskets.
I don't have anything to speak.
Yeah, you do.
Harrison, you're on the list.
I do.
This is the old list.
Find the stuff.
Tracy was taken off the list.
Well,
I'll start a rumor.
Why not? What are the basics?
Is Leslie going to be here?
If you move into the deep seats, it'll be better
the
for the
that
ones that come late.
No. Everyone rejected that. Somebody's throwing that. Go back to no staff.
You know what I once heard by someone?
No, this is the bylaw.
Sir, Pacific. I
want to hear it.
It's Pacific. Would you want to go on?
No, thanks.
Center of the system.
I think it's part of the...
Yeah. Don't everybody jump up and down.
Don't anyone kind of jump.
This contradicts
the structural engineer.
No, Raphael, I think Raphael said his was to the left of mine. And Eli, you've gotten so fast.
I'm terrible.
Oh, what's wrong with all that?
You're actually...
I'm between Raphael.
Yeah,
Christopher,
could
you
make
a copy of this for the
left?
I haven't seen Raphael.
Edward,
this is a
little phone. None of the directions.
Do you have a copy of Raphael?
Can
you
just have a copy of
it? There.
Milo was always the first person there.
I can sit anywhere, right?
Yeah, it's not
right. Somebody's sitting there. Well, then I'll see that.
I'm going to go down and see if I can find
Yeah.
So, we have nine.
You were in the letter?
Tracy, you want to go on? You can always go off.
I thought I would show you guys, but.
Is the documentation the thing that's on?
The standoffers have always swears to the staff and the lamp. It's so great.
Well, they all.
I didn't know.
Need a timer. Oh, I don't need a watch. I don't know. I can't see
anything. I'll video. And Julie Conley. And I really like
to get a
timer.
Yeah, she's here. Oh, you should get a little
invitation.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, yeah, that's
a good
one. You have a good one.
Right. Thank you.
It's a valid point. It's a valid point. Yeah, we're good.
Excuse me, folks. Can I make an announcement? We're going to be using the same sign-up sheet that we had Saturday night, so that there's a continuation, because this is a continuation of that meeting. So if you'd like to speak, there is a sign-up sheet going around. I think Gordon has it here.
Not going around.
Okay. Just want to let you know. This is how I lose weight.
So you're closer.
Okay. Wait. Oh, we didn't?
Keep my eyes,
make sure Roger benefited of them.
Jerry, I shared this to everybody.
Lonely him. Doesn't have much.
I know.
He doesn't have much in the last dinner.
I know.
Well, there's an awful lot of other things we never got to.
But they all require votes.
Oh.
We don't have a forum.
Oh.
This is just a discussion of we need a lab show. We haven't had a lab show. We didn't have one in September. I don't think I was going to recommend, since it was last time it was the chair and the chair of the youth collective, that this time it be the vice chair.
Wait, let me see if I gave it away.
But I was a member, and then next time a secretary of someone. But since the vice chair is not here, then I would recommend we go to the next person, who would be the secretary and one other member.
I feel I need to wait till next month because of my commitments with the program we have to start.
You're so fresh.
To be on a lab show. Okay. In other words, if this is the month you're saying that I would be doing it, I'd like to do it.
Well,
this,
yeah, because I had thought it was, because he would be kind of next in line, that it would, you know, we'd go just so that they would know who the officers are and go down the line, plus one other person would be a good way to do it. But since Quasi's not here, you can't do it. We don't know what Quasi's status is right now in the lab. And one other person, preferably someone working with a collective or something, a lab from the community you were in it. Just another volunteer. Any other volunteer for the lab show?
So what?
Sarah?
When is it?
Or Don?
When is it?
Well, that's what we're here having an informal discussion, because we don't have, it's nothing that requires a vote, a lab vote.
Yeah, but if I were to participate, I would have a big time to really prepare for it.
Well, why don't you
take
a schedule?
I would suggest
you do it after the Washington meeting, so that there's kind of an update or report back from the PNB meeting that's happening this weekend. And that could be an important aspect of the lab address.
Two people are going to do it? And it does work out well.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be more, but it seems, you know.
Two would be enough.
If we could go through the whole lab, like.
So, right now, we have one. I'm sorry, I didn't listen at first. I'm trying. So, So we have one person doing it already?
No, we had only one show so far. The potential of having had four since this whole process started. So we're behind, shall we say. Okay, so the first one was myself and Ami.
Right.
And so then I had thought, well, I would recommend that the next one, so that they can get familiar with the officers as well, would be like Quasi and someone else, and then Marty and someone else. But since Quasi is in here and Marty can't do it, Tom volunteered, and it would be nice to have it with a woman, but no woman volunteered.
Okay.
So, Tom and...
So what? You, is that a yes? I'm bidding. I need time.
Okay, and you need to do it at night? So don't you work during the day?
That's the thing. That's why I said anything time, yeah. Okay. Yeah, night would be better.
For weekend.
After, you know, five
so yes, night or weekend?
Or weekend.
Okay, so now you and Don, you want to talk to Porter?
Well, no, I have an alternate proposal. I mean, I'm willing to defer to the two. However, I don't think there's anything magical about only two people doing it.
No, there isn't.
So I would suggest that if Tom and Farah will take the lead, I'm going to reserve the possibility of just coming in and maybe taking a small section of it that I can especially, I think, you know, contribute around. So, I mean, if they're open to that, then maybe the three of us could do it.
Yeah, that would be fine. I have found it to be, since I have been, when I've been on like this kind of bio program or whatever, that it's a little bit more confusing, not terribly. But we don't have an enormous lab in terms of participation. So I was just thinking, Chris, but it doesn't matter.
Is it a half hour or hour?
An hour.
Hour with comments. Mm-hmm.
With comments. Yeah. So like half an hour.
Half an hour and half an hour. I think that would be healthy. I'll be conferring with Farah and Tom, in whom I have enormous confidence. And then if I can take a segment of it where I have a special interest.
Can we make this is the only
one? Thank you, David.
Can
that
we
was
make that someone who's in Washington can be on there?
That would be Dave Turdick.
How about you?
Who? Well.
I've already been on the show. I don't know.
No, sorry. What is
someone who's planning to go to Washington from the lab?
Oh,
to be on the show. If that's the subject matter, yes. Although
Leslie is going to Washington.
Oh, Leslie.
I heard, from her today.
Oh, is she coming here tonight?
You know, we were on a conference call for the race and diversity meeting.
I think she raised her hand, I thought.
She's coming, yes.
Oh, okay.
She's coming tonight. I don't know why she's not here yet. I'm not sure she's,
okay, so that'll be our ninth.
So but she's also going to Washington, D.C.
Good.
Oh, okay. So then that could be four people?
Yes.
Do we have four mics working in the room?
Yeah, that's fine. Do we have David also going?
There is four mics.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes, I know.
As a national board member.
Yeah, as a national board member in terms of the ICMB.
Well,
if that's going to be the discussion.
He can also do a separate report from the lab.
Let him do it.
He is a member of the lab.
Oh, I know. I'm saying if you're saying that it's about the...
If the subject is going to be about the ICMB, it doesn't make sense not to have your national rep there. I would really have to hear a strong argument as to why not.
No, I'm just saying, if it's a standard lab show, then Leslie is going to be there because she's been to Washington, then basically issues could be covered. If it's something about the IPMB meeting specifically, then of course it needs to be.
David?
If the IPMB meeting is going to be aired, then maybe your lab, I don't know if it is or isn't.
It is.
Right now we're sitting with
then maybe what you
technical issues, we're not sure.
Anything else on your lab show?
That's what I would prefer.
If you're going to have all that stuff about the IPMB meeting, people will have heard it.
Then what was your suggestion?
Get on the lab show, you do something that's
specific you do about the lab. What is the lab
about the local issues? Right, that's right.
Okay. What does it do in its spare time?
But
I'm sure everyone's wondering.
We could get a high rating here.
Suggestion hinges on whether that is broadcast.
So we're still trying to find out whether it's going to be broadcasted, because we would need
KPFA to, yeah, to feed. So we don't know if they're doing that. We're still waiting for an answer. Yeah. Alternatively, if we don't cover it live this weekend, we would tape it, have it edited down, and probably do a special show on it by Tuesday.
It was announced by Carol Spooner about 2 weeks ago that KPFA said that they would definitely broadcast it.
That's not what we're getting from Jim right now. That's why I'm saying we just talked to National this morning. So I'm saying it's dependent on KPFA's answer. So we should be able to have an answer by tomorrow.
You can't get a feed from just straight from KFCF?
You mean KPFA?
No, Fresno station.
Fresno, because they're the ones that have the do the feed.
But they don't do every hour. They do some local.
This would be a real.
The full thing.
This would be a real pity if we had a 3 week PNB meeting that's someplace, and then we find out it's in Washington, and then we don't have a feed. I'll be pretty upset actually if we don't get the feed. So, do most of you folks want the feed from Washington?
Yeah. Feed us!
Do you want the feed from Washington?
Feed us! Feed us!
Alright, that's how we feel.
Do we want the station? That's the question.
Yes.
We don't.
The circuit
is
on.
We'll have to find the WBIX is also going to be doing the
that for sure.
Yeah, they would always do it.
I've got three copies of something that we're going to be discussing up here, and so if you can pass them around, I've only got three copies, so you must read it and pass it on.
Oh, I hear what it is.
One to the middle. Can we all get
some here?
One to the
I'll
top.
Pop
them
real quick.
All
11.
So we
have
this is
Harry Cruz.
Well, you read some in
the Minotaur.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your copy, you guys.
What is
this?
How you doing?
I'm the voice of Orlando. You don't look anything like I would.
No, she does.
No, you got to deepen up your voice a little bit to be honest.
Everything else on the agenda is just for vote.
So you can't diss the old lab again.
No.
All right. So while we're.
But that's one of the agenda items.
Thank you, Dr. Paul.
It's 8 weeks.
We started with the forum on Saturday, so in theory, we still have
tomorrow. He's right. He's right.
That was my question the other day.
This is a continuation of the meeting. Someone claimed if you start
with. Oh, that's true. If you start with a forum meeting, unless somebody says, I noticed the absence of a quorum, then you still get to conduct business.
Thank you, Sharon.
No, it's good. You don't want to.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir.
However, if anybody in the minority says, I note the absence of a quorum, they can stop
business.
Okay, take advantage of parliamentary rules. If somebody says, I note the absence of a quorum, you're in trouble.
Unless it's in quotes, right? Like what you just said.
No, if somebody on the board says, I note the absence of a quorum.
Okay, so we can continue. Oh, excellent. I was sure to know 20 minutes ago. Corey, you had something to say about the broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
just a little political suicide on my part. Though some of you know me, I've done that before. I think you're coming up on a fun drive. I think you've got... I wholly supported broadcasting Houston. I think that was a good idea because a lot of issues came up. I think you've given a lot of the listeners a flavor for what's going on at Pacifica. I learned listening to the meeting that we had broadcast bylaws programming more than any other station, basically, if you add up the time, the actual time from what I can tell and what I've heard. But I think another weekend just taken out for an entire meeting when we have a whole team of producers, you could record it, break it down into some very nice programming with the bylaws committee. Some of those people know how to cut documentary. I'm just not sure at this time, and let me preface it for those of you that are looking at me kind of like, what's this guy's position? I support the whole move, the whole change. I'm one of the people that got flamed out 20-something years ago. But I think you've got to consider that I think the community, and I take a lot of the calls, I'm on the front line of answering the calls. They agree with what you've done. They support you. They want to get back to radio. That's what they see this station is about. And I kind of knew coming up here taking this position would probably be somewhat risky. And whatever you all decide is what will happen, obviously. But I thought somebody should throw an alternate view on the table, at least for you to consider before a decision is made.
Can I respond?
Sure, please.
Well, I think it's important. I'm been participating in the bylaws committees. something I would not have done prior to this, but why I think it's important that that program be on is, I think if myself, I don't have a computer where I can hear it anywhere else, so it's important to me that I hear it. But ultimately, bottom line reason I think it should be heard is if this is not worked out okay, you can forget about the station, period. And if they can't endure that a weekend, you know, they can go to KCRW or some other place.
KCC maybe?
KBC? And I also like it. I think what might add a little flavor to it, make it a little more interesting, is like when the breaks, the lunch breaks or something like that, instead of having music or whatever they were doing the last time, have a listener call in. Something that we're working on.
Turn it into a program.
Yeah.
Now this starts to make more sense.
Yeah, I mean, because if they can participate in it, you know, like if you're at the ball game, you want to throw the hot dog, get somebody.
Okay. So now we've exceeded the 5 minutes that we had for the lab show, which is somehow now do we want to extend the time?
Yeah, they can call in and complain.
We have 3 minutes. I'll do it quickly.
Okay, 4 people, 3 minutes. Anyone with the timer?
Yeah.
Mary.
It was intended that this would be during our OneDrive, which is starting October 22nd.
Well, first of all, and very quickly, I appreciate Corey coming and putting this out on the table, and I really think that we can deal with it, not in personalities and so on, but knowing Corey's politics and how close I am to his politics. We went through the 80s together with the revolutions in Central America. So I think he has a point. However, I believe getting calls from listeners, I didn't totally agree with them, but I was sympathetic to a few of them who said it was hard to follow, and they thought if we contextualized it, if skilled editors and people could contextualize it, that it would be easier for them to follow. So I am not arguing that we should not have the meat and potatoes and gravy and corn and green beans there. What I'm saying is that we should probably do what Corey maybe has suggested, that trusted people who have skills and knowledge could put this together, so the listeners actually would benefit a little bit more too. For
a pre-game show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I don't want to take any more time though.
I
agree with that.
We could have something ready by Tuesday. It's just we say we have to preempt a whole weekend again. And you sit there and you don't really get a clear understanding of what's going on.
You're not on the list.
I agree with Don.
Okay.
I'm saving time. What Don just said, have an edited thing on Tuesday. That's right.
I run a peace church, and we've had 4 times as many random calls as I normally get. I usually get one a week. I got those last week. We've got the listeners. We're going to have an amazing fundraiser because we've got the listeners considering the time.
our car show is called the Port Problems Work Stoppage, and I want to punish them.
No, but what?
Wait, would you wait for translation?
We're going to get. Why can't you punish the car show?
I'm going to unedited.
They're not making a list yet,
are they, for the
side? Oh,
are you?
And then we're going to do it. Let me know when we're
ready.
It's my turn? Yes, I have a lab list.
Do you have a listener list?
You haven't started listening.
Never did you say that? Which one Don said? Somebody start talking.
Okay. I think this is not the right time not to play the whole IPMB meeting and live, because the issue is about the bylaws and it's very important. And if you do it at this time, it would create a lot of negative, it was something we don't need right now. I do understand what Corey and you and everybody is saying. However, I've seen that it's been a lot of people that did not expect it as listeners to understand even what these discussions are. I've heard from them that they are, you know, it's creating a kind of interest. However, I mean, you know, the discussion should apply to future meetings, but at this meeting, I think they cannot.
Okay, so you're against like a delayed event.
Yes,
what it is. Because it would be the whole thing basically just without.
Yes,
Leslie yelling for everybody to come into the room and all of that. Somebody has to give him a baton. Eva,
a tranquilizer.
Marty?
So the logistics of it are that it would be delayed like an hour and then you'd cut things out of it in the meantime?
No, she's saying like by Tuesday they could have the production team for the bylaws could have something in place.
So it wouldn't happen on the weekend. It wouldn't happen an hour later. It would happen three days later.
Okay. So
is that correct?
Yes. And then that's time. Okay, let's give, how much time do we want for public comment? And has everyone signed up?
Just call.
How much time are we going to give for public comments right now?
30 seconds, 1 minute,
10 minutes.
5 minutes
each.
10 minutes.
Enough. 10 minutes.
Okay.
So 30 seconds each.
And is it limited to the subject matter or is it
limited? Yeah. No program council talks.
Okay. We ready to go? First of all, my apologies to the group for arriving late. It just took me 105 minutes to go 17 miles. let's start with the stack. Do we have a list going anywhere?
No.
Okay, let's just go as someone suggested, left to right. We'll take Ed, Gordon, Harvey, Mansoor, Sherna, and Carl.
Add me, please.
Roger. Jonathan.
You missed
Lerner. Lerner.
Bella.
Oh, yes, you did.
Bella. Dave Adelson.
Lerner.
Bella.
Bella. Bella. Lerner. Okay, that's our list, starting with Ed.
My suggestion is that shortened version, 2-3 hours, whatever, come in the daytime, and that Roy of Hollywood do his donation at night.
What are you talking about?
Gordon, you're up. I'm going to go ahead and sit. Harvey, you're next.
Okay. Well, the last, everybody can't pick it. Everybody that's involved in making bylaws, participating in it. Myself, I can't speak for everybody. I can't hear it on the web, but on a computer. So the last one, from what I heard at an emergency bylaw meeting that we had, there was 8 hours of it that wasn't covered. And in that 8 hours, a lot of important things were covered that we, you know, that was relevant to the station that we a lot of listeners should have heard. And part of what we want in our bylaws is transparency. And if we don't have transparency, I mean, for instance, if we didn't have transparency, if we had transparency before the hijack, that hijack didn't happen. And the participants in that, IPMB meeting, some of those people want to, a lot of the people involved in that want to hijack the station.
Okay,
so
sure.
We should be able to hear what they have to say.
I wish it to be all.
Mansoor speaking.
I vote for broadcasting it live for a few reasons. One of them has been mentioned, transparency is one. Two, if you're going to have elections of the lab members later on in the future, you need to have informed listeners, constituencies, so, and people do want to hear what's going on exactly, and if they have any issues, and we're going to have call-ins, I'll be more than happy to come over here to answer some of those call-ins. And I'm pretty sure the bylaw subcommittee members would be more than happy to do so too. So,
sure.
I think a combination of programming around it, but that everything related to the bylaws needs to be covered live. I don't know if Jim Bennett's going to still anchor it again, or if we could have some local people anchoring those portions that don't seem to be relevant. I don't know if anything else is going to get discussed. But Farah pointed out, and I think I did not realize, I thought it would be only for those of us involved in the station, a member of our collective who only knows about what's going on from reports from Farah and I has become very interested in broader issues related to the station and listens to the entire thing. So I think it's really critical, but if there's a way for during the dead time to do some really good, take advantage of it programming. But since a lot of us feel that we have not had, that they have not paid attention to us, we need to be hearing what they're doing. They meaning how the last meeting was handled.
Okay, Carl.
Well, I don't know for sure because I haven't done a poll or anything, but I suspect that there are only a few dozen people in this listening area who would have the commitment needed to actually sit through and listen to all of the proceedings of those meetings. And if they're only going to tune in and tune out, chances are they're not going to really understand much of what's happening because they'll just be hearing a little slice. So I definitely support whatever the decision is about airing it live, having a produced segment which has call-in afterwards. And I think the key to that produced segment is having as broad a representation of different viewpoints from the listening area as possible so that it's credible, so that the summaries that are given are trustworthy and we don't have people saying, well, you know, you put the wrong spin on this meeting. The concentrated, you know, segment has to be really very accurate and has to represent a broad range of views on the subject. Now, if that representation can be achieved, I think it's possible that we could actually not have to broadcast the whole thing live as well.
Roger.
A couple of things. Is it possible to do something like flash editing? For instance, that the entire feed be recorded to CD or to tape as it comes in, and that producers either from the station and or the bylaws committee work together to do quick editing of segments. In other words, so that you don't have to listen to 6 hours or 8 hours of bylaws solidly, but that would be a full hour every once in a while during the day. Okay, that's a proposal. Now, one of the reasons I think that it's very important to present as much live as possible is that this is not only for us, this is an example of how organizations reorganize themselves to have a democratic structure from the inside. This is a historic, you know,
experiment.
In the sense that we're often the leaders for other organizations that are set in the media. I think it's important that we show that the guts of what's happening with us, and that guts comes out in this 2-day meeting because that's where they're going to take the actual votes, not the straw votes.
Jonathan.
I think the suggestions for having analysis and, you know, commentary about
what goes on during the meeting over the 2 days is important, definitely. But the problem is, if you've been to a national board meeting, is that no matter what they have on the agenda, just like in our meetings, your meetings, and every meeting, things don't always go according to plan. In fact, there's a lot of crossover conversations, subject to subject, provision by provision. There's no way really to know in real time, unless you're listening to the whole thing live anyway, with somebody taking marks over a 2 day period, to even know where to do a quick edit. My proposal is that the entire thing be broadcast live with no missing parts except for breaks. You have analysis during breaks and announcements regarding what's coming up on the agenda, what's happening. Then, after the meeting's over on Tuesday, then have somebody go after, have somebody already made some marks about what issues were covered when, because you're never going to know ahead of time. The other problem, of course, is that many times there's surprises during these conversations and during the dialogue on the national board, and so it's imperative. The other thing, the bottom line, is that this is not so much, in my opinion, for listeners to listen to, because a lot of people won't be interested, that's true. It's to hold the national board members accountable. If they know they're being heard live, start to finish, let me tell you, they will mind their P's and Q's, and they will be much more attentive to our feedback to them. That's the real issue here, and that's why we have to do it live, gavel to gavel.
Thank you.
Okay.
And extend the fundraising process. Just stop the fundraising for that period.
It's not doing fundraising.
It's been postponed.
It's been postponed.
We've got Rafael on the stage.
I agree with John's last critical point with respect to holding P&B's feet to the fire by having what they're doing be public. Corey was just questioning me across the room if I could do digital editing. The answer is absolutely not. I was driven out of KPFD before digital editing became anything. The third thing is that Corey's suggestion that there are people who are working on biologics programming who can put together documentary type stuff is unfortunately incorrect. I'm already doing like 30 or more hours a week for KPFK and Pacifica. I have midterms coming up the week following, and there's nobody else who's got any professional broadcasting experience on the biologics programming. Okay, so it's not feasible. It's not feasible in that sense. It might be feasible for some of us to help anchor such a thing, but that all must also realize that three of the main members of the program team, the KPFK bylaws team, you know what I mean, KPFK matters team, have been elected to go represent the unity proposal to the PNB. So that would be like, well, what are we doing? Are we anchoring or are we presenting? So it's a little complicated. And the political point, again, about holding the PNB's feet to the fire through the broadcast is really important.
Dave.
I more or less agree with Carl. I think that listeners, I understand the point about holding a feet to the fire. It will be webcast. Other stations are going to be handling components of it. So I think if you really want to educate the listeners, then you should do some synthesis for them so they can digest it. But there's another point, which is, I would be willing to man a phone bank and have you ask listeners and get feedback from listeners. Yeah. Do you want this or not? Put a couple of cards out and see if you get a significant response and say, yes, we want it, then do it.
Yeah, I agree with him. I also agree with John, and I also agree with Corey, and I also agree with him. So let's combine. And I think that's listener participation in between and analysis, quick talk, but people, like you said, in a more liberal sense, is imperative. I think it would add a really nice touch to it. So people really can get involved and ask and get a feedback.
Later. I think this meeting is too crucial, and this subject matter is too important for us to delay and edit.
John?
I think it should be broadcast live. I hadn't heard that anybody was going to be webcast, and I assumed they were. I put out a message today to the Pacifica National Bylaws saying, who's carrying it live? We're the only people that we're going to carry it live. I've heard no answers back yet that anybody else is webcasting, although I assume they were, but I made a specific inquiry about that. I believe that we should lead the network and do the right thing. We should carry the whole thing. We should say this is about getting involved in government, and it may be boring, but politics is hard work. We should make sure that somebody else is going to webcast it. I'm not at all sure that anybody else is going to webcast it. If they're not, we should. And we should have a reporter there, and we should have commentary during the breaks. This is crucial stuff.
Christopher.
I just wanted to make a comment in response to what you had said, sir, about if it weren't being broadcast live, people wouldn't mind their P's and Q's, but if it were being put into a produced segment later, if someone weren't aware of what they were saying, as a producer and someone who can edit, those things that they say would have all the more reason for me to want to include that into the pre-produced segment. So it's like something that you're saying they might not say if they thought it was live, those things that they would then blurt out would exceptionally make it into a produced segment, from my standpoint, because that's the more controversial stuff. So
at the end of the stack.
I didn't know that for technical reasons there was a portion of the last meeting that didn't come through.
We did get Friday.
It was not on the satellite.
They're talking about the morning of Friday.
Friday.
That's we
Friday.
Looked the first 5 hours.
Right. It wasn't officially on.
We went to the bird looking for it.
Okay.
And called Jim Bennett. He said, no, this is not up on a bird.
Yeah.
We fully intended to break programming and broadcasting.
But then if that should happen again, and
it didn't air, and we preempted all of these programs that evening.
When the official board meeting began, it aired, but we did not get the initial discussion of bylaws. WBAI had it, and then they cut it out.
Right, but what are you saying is that we had told the programmers they would all be preempted, and then we had nothing.
No, I'm sorry. She's talking about the morning. That session wasn't broadcasted anywhere.
WBAI broadcast.
We weren't aware.
How did they get a hold of it?
Oh, we didn't know that was going to happen.
They had it, and then they cut it out. I'm on the phone with my friend in New York.
Okay, well, anyway, my point being that if technically something happens like that, even if we do decide to go up, is that delaying, having delayed a broadcast of bylaws would help in those instances, because then you don't preempt all these programmers and not have it. I mean, then you know for sure that you have everything, and actually you might end up having more. This is not the first time it happened.
I have a point of clarification about the actual policy, why that wasn't broadcast. When I asked Dave Furtick about it and Carol, Dave on the list, Dave responded by saying that is not part of the meeting. It is just a discussion, is what he said. And Carol said it was, Carol had already announced it. Carol had already announced it as being a bylaws committee of the National Board meeting where all National Board members were invited. And it was at the same location, same dais, the whole thing. For them to claim, and Dave, his excuse was that it wasn't part of the meeting. That's why they didn't put the signal up, Corey. And I'm telling you, that was a policy decision. And not only that, two very important issues were dealt with very quickly during the time. And the two important issues were staff representation on board and programming councils. And this is unacceptable. And this proves my point. My point is they had reason not to broadcast that day, or they felt they had reason. And we should not allow that. It should be a policy, absolute policy, that all national board meetings are broadcast live. Of course we can chop them up later and take important parts out.
Can we take a straw vote, please? From everyone here that we have. Let's just break it down to two. There were more than two proposals here, but at least one that would be, let's say, a delayed broadcast with some editing and
for how long?
Produced. Delayed like a couple of days.
A
couple of days?
We have it on
That's an option. She's just saying what the options are.
Okay, there was because the immediate one is not feasible given the fact that the bylaws committee is going to be in D.C.
So then it's going to happen today, and 2 days later you're going to then do the mirror.
More or less. So that's one option, and the other is to do live. So first,
What about condensed version? That's the full version or condensed version?
We don't have the people to do the delayed one. That's the thing.
So why vote on it?
Go to the back door.
I'm sorry, to do the instant.
The instant edit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Broadcast it live Monday
Wait,
Tuesday.
Jonathan, we're taking a straw poll. She's just saying what the options are.
Third option. Do both. Do analysis 2 days later after you have time to edit 16 hours of material.
Let's start out with the two options, and then those that want the third one, we can go to that one, okay?
So, first of all, who wants the
A listener has just handed me a note. I'm just going to read it to see if people... It says, how about a live meeting here with a live feed of the IPNB meeting, say at Loyola, with public comment locally during breaks, and then make those comments part of the produced segment with no live broadcast on the air. So I suppose if people supported this, they would vote against the live.
Against the live.
Okay. So, first of all, how many people just want a straight...
If there is only, as I'm hypothesizing, a very limited group that's willing to sit through the whole thing, let's put those people into a room and let's bring it directly to them, thereby freeing up the air, and then make their comment part of the produced segment.
I think you should call the votes.
I also make a comment on this because it's making assumptions that are not necessarily.
Of course, it's an assumption.
There's a lot of people that we don't know that Paul doesn't know and cannot poll them that do. Are interested in hearing things to do bylaws and issues and such that I've heard from. So, how are we going to determine this? And radio is because I don't want to sit in the same room with everybody else to listen. I want to hear my radio. All in favor of the live, raw, broadcast direct from Washington, D.C., please raise your hand. How many people for a pre-produced or a produced condemned. Delayed broadcast?
23
people.
No.
Yeah, it was. 23 people here. Okay.
How many abstentions?
Then there's proper number 3. One. Because the third one
In the program.
So we had a third and fourth.
Yes,
and I go for the third.
No.
What do you want?
I want the third as
which
well.
One?
Just
which is the combination of votes.
They just ask if people can vote more than once.
No. A combined.
That's it's a combination. Voted for more than one.
Right.
Okay.
Number 3 and 4
okay.
Number 3.
And abstentions? Because you're too confused now? Okay. Okay. So the majority of the listeners would like a direct.
Call in.
Assuming that it's going to happen. The thing is, we're still waiting to hear from KPFA. Okay. Now, on terms of the lab, let's take the lab.
And we're going to do roll call. Right?
Roll call.
Point of information. The February 2000 and the next board meeting, I'm spacing, it must have been September, we had a tremendous amount of cell phone broadcasting because the board at that time would not allow the foundation to broadcast.
Really?
So I don't want to talk about quality of the mix. And if we can't create a back channel that isn't on the KU satellite, I don't know. Excuse me. I got a problem.
Or a question regarding if you're saying that if KPFA is available, you're talking about Jim Bennett as being an anchor there, you mean? Or anchor from...
No, we don't know yet about the...
We get the feed from...
We get the feed from... We're in your back. But anyway.
KPFA.
Okay. So,
You want to start asking for option one?
Option one.
Which
means 2 days later,
live.
Edited.
Yeah, no.
No,
option
it's
one
live.
Is live.
Live is one,
one
is
yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
We go to the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One is live. Okay. So live?
Farah for live, yeah.
Don? Or who else is for live?
Why don't you just raise
Leslie?
Yeah. As a conduit of listener.
Just vote.
Please help. Just raise your hand. If you want a live audience, raise your hand so I can write your name down.
But that's
not
how you deal, right?
Well, it looks like there's an enormous pressure for live, and so I.
No, but how do you feel?
Could you restate the motion, please?
Well, I actually feel that it would be a greater service to the listeners to actually contextualize this and have something. But because I'm beginning to question its viability, I'm going to vote for live.
Yeah.
Those voting for live, please raise your hands so I can record your name.
And I feel the same way Don does.
What
do you I actually have a
don't be a chicken
I would like to
I
do
want to
say something like Don.
Don't be a chicken
horse.
A number of
us.
I know it's unanimous.
So my suggestion would have been to for the forthcoming bylaws programs is to take since we have 2 hours of bylaws programs, I'd like to see 2 hours of the IPMB meeting for each of those programs. Be those each of those programs. That's what I would like to see. And then they wouldn't have to do anything for weeks.
Right.
No, we might want to process
it. But I'll vote for the live. Next item. Someone's jumping up and down for this one. I'm concerned
about the live. You did say live with the option of having the call in. Yeah,
because that is a very good key there.
All of the weekend shows, and we're starting to lose listeners doing this continuously on a weekend basis.
Well,
that's a good point.
No, I'm sorry, I hear the feeling, I totally support the feeling, but that doesn't mean that this is great radio. We're losing listeners. We've just had, I don't even want to go to the Arbitron ratings. We are seriously losing listeners here, and that's my bigger concern. And that's why the proposal from our side was, and the producers at the station can produce this. You won't lose out on anything. We'd have people coming here, ask them to come in here on Sunday night and prepare it for Monday morning. But we're saying, you know.
Monday,
18
hours worth of
time. No. That's some of the concerns that the lab meeting, the members here don't necessarily represent the broader community. I think I like the idea what I think Bella said. Like maybe to do a poll on the web, do a poll on the air.
Yeah, somebody else
just
mentioned
it. Yeah. But then when we open the lines, it's all of you calling it.
Exactly.
I know. I will not call.
Okay,
no,
wait a minute.
I will not call.
Stop. No, we are not starting with Zach again. We took a vote.
Right.
We're done. Live. It's over.
It's passed.
Can we go on to the agenda?
Yeah, can we go on to the agenda because it's the program.
What is, may I ask?
No.
Point of information.
The station cannot do it, but the lab is just voting to have it broadcast. That's all.
Okay, Madam
Chair.
Yeah.
If you want to take on the lab,
if you want to discuss
how
to refine it,
Madam Chair. Okay. I was on the prevailing side in this vote, and we can do this very quickly. As a member of the prevailing vote, I'm going to move that we have a reconsideration of this proposal, and we go to the vote very quickly, and we do it by very carefully by hands.
And do what?
And I'm voting reconsidering the Corey.
No, I know, but were we reopening up to listener comments again?
No.
No.
No, don't do it.
You're just going to...
But it's done deal.
Just for the vote.
Okay.
You want to...
Well,
you want to...
Okay.
Well, just to go to the point of order.
You can't reconsider
them into the classroom first.
No, no, I know that. I'm not questioning.
They can do that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you're on that, you just make...
Well, I did. I thought I made it clear. I move that we move to reconsideration.
There has to be some discussion here. We're hinging this on Eva's comment that we've lost listeners on the weekend. She's not going to the Arbitron. If I may request, where are you going for that knowledge?
Okay, we need a second for discussion.
Oh, I'll second it.
Well, can we have an argument
no.
To
discuss?
No.
Can
no.
Yeah,
you
let Eva respond, please? I really want to hear whether or not preempting another entire weekend just before the fund drive is not in our best interest. This room, I pretty much feel all of us would suggest and feel we should have it on the air, but that's not the broader version of what we get every day in the office this year with hundreds of emails coming through, phone calls coming through, weekend listeners complaining that, you know what, you're taking too much of our programming away over weekends. I wouldn't have had we just did it 2 weeks ago. That's my concern, that it's done
and
so
right
quickly, and it's
mm-hmm.
not good radio. It's not good radio. And we don't want to say, okay, we just want to do this for the sake of politics. What are we losing? The question here is we haven't had a chance to go out there and get a broader perspective of, is this what the broader community wants?
Mm-hmm. Now, if I could make a rationale for my move to reconsider, I also am not doing this. I'm not doing this to block the very important information that will be coming from the board meeting. I'm doing it because I really do believe that it can be contextualized, it can be actually produced so that it will be of greater value to the listeners. Mm-hmm. And there are members of the staff at KPFK that do have the capacity to do it. Now, I think we should just go to a vote and it'll prevail.
Okay, no. I will consider that.
We're calling
the question. Be the only ones involved.
Can you please announce what the vote was in by the people here?
There's a critical issue that's being ignored here. The staff should not be editing this. The people who've been involved in bylaw discussions is who should be editing it with the assistance, technical assistance of the staff.
True,
and
that's
I think
what I said.
That's not no, but that's not what was said here, Corey. Okay.
Well, I didn't think they spoke. They
there's
didn't
no problem
speak.
With that.
Yes, they did.
Given what you said,
nobody
I'm all
that.
For you.
Said
you
said
okay. Wait a minute. We have to respond. Rafael, you're on the
well, okay. I mean, there's two problems with this proposal. One is that things will have already moved forward over the course of the several weeks we're talking about doing this. All right, this will be old news, really old news.
Several
I mean,
weeks.
We
they said Tuesday.
Yeah, a couple days.
I heard what I heard was somebody make a proposal that we chop this up and do it over
I
several weeks.
That was
so,
no.
Oh, okay.
That's not on the
table. I don't think
we
could allow that.
So what is? So I need to understand concretely.
What's the law?
I need to understand concretely what is being proposed here.
They're going to preempt quickly for a couple of days and do.
Where were you?
I produced it.
Yeah, pick it all there.
Okay, so you're preempt quickly and Sonali and Mark Cooper, and we're going to put.
Don't put me in that.
Analyze what happened at the PMB meeting, right? And run some clips and stuff. Is that what you're saying?
I don't understand what you're saying.
No, we do it in a documentary style.
Wait a minute!
We're only taking comments from the people that are involved with the production itself to see if it's feasible.
Okay.
Otherwise,
first of all, okay, my name is Christopher Sprinkle, co-producer of The Morning Show. I never volunteered. I never said I was going to do this. For everyone who's afraid of personally my involvement or anybody else who is on the staff, what I am talking about is from the ability to do this, I can actually do this. What we're talking about is the comment was made that it would be ready by Monday morning. That is physically impossible. It's going to be incredibly
difficult to have it ready even by Tuesday.
Sure.
But it can be done if there are enough people.
Corey.
Whether there are enough people in the community who can do it, if that's possible, I applaud the effort. And, you know, I have a full day on my plate as it is. But I'm offering my services if somebody needs help. But I'm not saying it's just going to be me or it's just going to be a posse of staff members doing that. So,
okay.
Rest assured.
Okay, then, wait,
if
you don't have a closing comment,
just
Corey,
you said very much of the IPV Subcommittee on Bylaws Programming Committee.
Every day we can have a segment.
He is on.
That's me. And we can have call-ins. Okay.
Oh, did you want me to comment?
A further proposal would be to. We could do this.
We have
different segments every day from Tuesday right through to Friday where we take different aspects, let's say an hour broadcast, and then you have people there that's going to do a critical analysis of it, of the one portion, and have calling. So we could do this.
Who's going to take my midterm?
Well, there's so more than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There
are more members of Prescott who will take your midterm for you. Because they don't have the production skills.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to comment, and then we're going to go
I think I want to speak. Lydia, energy in this room. I have the right to speak also.
Shh.
There's a tremendous amount of energy in this town. This thing gestated right here in this station, not at WBAI, not at KPFA. There's a tremendous amount of energy to delay this process. The six members of the National Board inside the Beltway have managed to pull this thing off in 2 weeks. We can't be there, okay? I don't really care what happens, except we need to ace them by broadcasting every word they say. It's that simple. And to call this vote again is absurd.
I don't understand
his
comment.
No, you can't. I need the production team over.
I want to say that when this was first brought up, and I heard Corey say that he would let me have a hand in editing the rebroadcast, I said to myself, oh, that's very interesting. I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I asked myself, well, how would I like it if it were somebody else doing it? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that if it were up to me, I could edit it in a way that it would promote positions that I am in favor of.
Thank you.
And so it seems to me that if there is editing, there is no way around the fact that whoever edits it is going to promote their own point of view.
This is a good point.
The second thing that I want to bring up is that we have not decided, and we will not decide, when and how much time is going to be given over to this. And that's critical.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong that we call this vote again without everyone here having an opportunity to weigh in.
I agree.
Final option would be to do it live, have people from the Bylaws Committee in to do a critical analysis during the break.
Yes.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We try to make it more interesting.
We have to find out where KPFA is going to cover.
May I make a suggestion?
There's a method.
I'd also like to, if I may, I'd like to point out that we're not actually talking about the whole weekend. The meeting takes place on Sunday and Monday.
That's right.
So the Saturday program would be intact.
Everybody can see this. Either live or edited.
How many members are on the lab?
It is not an under.
No.
You have a quorum.
Can we let
him have the floor?
Can we let him speak, please, real quick?
EBA is not required, the quorum requirement.
I think we should.
This is a continuation of the previous.
You can only do that until somebody votes to be members of the board.
No, but we have to really continue.
We need to let him speak real quick.
Madam Chair, I'm going to, if the attorney interrupted again, but I was going to just withdraw the request.
And as the seconder, I also withdraw. So therefore, we don't. I would make a strong suggestion to the chair, however.
Let me just make this point again. Everybody keeps thinking that obviously it should be broadcast live. But yet the point that there needs to be analysis so that some listeners who don't understand what happened live, both has to happen. Whether it's 2 days later, which is a very difficult prospect. All right,
thank you.
So I'm saying that maybe by Wednesday or Thursday, if there's not enough time to watch, go through 18 hours of stuff, if you have a big marks already, you know, you need to do that.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is this is only a recommendation. This does not bind the station to do anything. So are you rescinding your
I'm withdrawing my request for a revote.
And I withdrew my second, so there
is
not. However, I withdraw my I would suggest that we go farther down the list right now and find out how many people have not been coming to the meetings, and we were going to discuss people that weren't here, were we not? That we were going to.
Yeah, but now the only reason we didn't go follow the agenda. It was because we didn't have a quorum, but we do, whether, since nobody has noted that we don't. Okay. I would like to go. Oh, is that what you're suggesting? Okay. Okay, then I guess we should.
What?
Just go to that.
We're here about the programming committee. Everything else is.
No, we're not. We're here to finish the agenda.
It's an agenda.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, are you just talking about taking members off the board when you don't even have a quorum?
No, it's for the next session. Okay, let's just follow the agenda, please. Voting record.
That's the problem.
Marty, this is you.
Yeah, we have 15 people on the board. That means a quorum is 8. Okay. Because we can't count either as part of the board if she doesn't count as part of the quorum.
Because Gabriel resigned. And
I guess I just recount.
Fabiola Torres resigned.
No. Let me just do it one more time.
Okay, but right now, can we just move on and can you just speak to voting record?
Oh,
because
Sally's here.
Yeah, so she's
right.
Can I say something? I would like to withdraw my resignation. I resigned under extreme duress, and I feel I've been fighting this fight for 7 years and after 75. So I'm coming back on the board.
Yeah.
Thank you. So voting record. There's been a suggestion that we not just count the number of people that vote for one thing or another, but actually put their names down.
So roll call.
Roll call vote.
Roll vote.
Each vote.
For each one.
Yeah.
So
I second.
Okay. So I
move
that.
You want to take a vote?
Yes, let's take a vote.
A roll call vote?
Starting at the far end of the table. You want discussion?
No.
No discussion. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. You want discussion?
Both in favor, please raise your hand.
Raise
your hand, Donnie.
There
you go.
Sally, Tom, Lydia.
Is it retroactive?
Okay. Moving right along. Transparency of KPSK Lab Executive
Session. Yes. When we voted to post those minutes,
excuse me. Can we please have a little courtesy. Here you
when
go.
We voted to post the minutes from the lab, we voted for the general meeting such as this.
We voted to post approved minutes and then draft minutes, which has been done thanks to Sarah Swern. We didn't vote to post any executive notes that we can post, and I'd like to suggest that we do that. There's a lot of good information that the listeners can get from the website, so I'd like to ask for a vote on that, to approve to post the executive notes. You know, as I said before, either approved or draft.
May I make a friendly amendment?
He has a second.
Friendly amendment is...
Do we have a second?
I'd like to add a friendly amendment accepting those items that are excluded by law from public
reference. Point of clarification, isn't it true that only executive sessions that deal with personnel, only sessions that deal with personnel
are
executive, that everything else is open, which means that you need to post the dates? Times, etc.
Legal matters or confidential financial matters.
Okay,
also.
But anything else.
And you have to post the reason for the closing of it. But they can have retreats for background briefings and
okay.
Like that.
But so can I ask that that be posted then, and the reasons being given?
No. We do split in between executive and retreat in our notes. The reason I'd like to have this is that oftentimes information comes out in the notes that would be useful to the listeners. So I'd like to have whatever it is we can post, posted.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not democratic.
Can we post? More discussion?
No,
that's not no more discussion, please?
We're in a middle ground here. We're not in a retreat. We're creating a vulnerability by everything we publish. The product of this advisory board as fiduciarily responsible people is to produce motions that pass. Everything we do and everything we publish creates either a liability or a vulnerability or succeeds in creating a new radio station for ourselves and controls a $150 million piece of real estate. Everything we do creates a vulnerability. We have no business conducting anything that will be on those minutes except in public.
Right.
So to conduct a meeting, to publish our minutes, well, there shouldn't be anything on it because only that business which should be public, because only that business that should be done in executive session should be done in executive session. I'm in the middle of
speaking,
all right? If we're conducting business that we're going to talk about or publish, we shouldn't be doing it. All our business is public, except that which is in executive session. Mm-hmm. It's a conundrum that it's so obvious, I'm getting crazed.
Lydia?
Doug makes a good point.
Sarah, I think the problem is because Marty is calling it an executive session. She means not actually executive session, so you should change that name in your thing. It's all the retreats, all the other... consultation or whatever meeting not exactly because executive sessions by the name means anything that cannot be discussed publicly.
Non-executive meetings should be.
Okay, well I'm going to call myself. Yes, but you can certainly have an executive session and let people know that one has existed to deal with, let's say, personnel issues. You're not going to reveal any confidential issues about, you know, the name or the person or the conditions that you're talking about.
But she's saying minutes.
She said no.
And I never
called
the minutes. I just called
the
notes.
Okay. Only notes. That's all. Because we just simply want people to know when we have them. Hopefully they will be really few and far between because I'm not interested in having any more. And for one thing. And the same goes for the retreat. And also so that people can say why we call them, can see why we call them to begin with, which is it has been up to this point just to do some of the miscellaneous work because these meetings are already so long. But that's like the retreat portion. But just trying to be as transparent as possible and just letting people know, okay, we spent 15 minutes or half an hour on something that had to do with personnel. You know, the details of that, you know, you don't reveal, da-da-da, and then you move on, or financial or something like that, mm-hmm. And then you move on. That's all. It's just people have just been wanting to know that information as to why they're not public, and so I think that they deserve to know that. Notes, not minutes.
Next.
Now we have to take a vote.
That's a quick point of information. The the regulations, the CD regulations, say you have to announce the reasons for that. So in terms of the liability you create for yourself, you create a liability for yourself by not announcing the reasons for which the session was closed.
Okay.
My argument is about a 3 or 4 page document, not a half a page.
Notes, just notes. Okay. It was moved, it was seconded. All those in favor of posting our notes? Raise your hand.
Are those approved notes? Did we have a roll call on that? There was no roll call. The decision passed anonymously.
All those opposed? She's opposed. Live membership, inactive members. The problem with having just starting our meetings on time is the quorum continues to be a problem. And many of our lab members who are very, very active in community activities just can't make the conflict with their schedule is just consistent and just constant. And some of them teach. They teach at night, usually. And anyway, so what can you say? But we had one resignation. Gabriel Buena has resigned because he simply can't do it time-wise. Let's see, Evan Ray is no longer a paid staff member, and we have never had an unpaid staff member. We've never had that, and we need to come up with some mechanisms and also to define what we mean by unpaid staff and mechanisms for that. And so these are some of the issues under this item. It was Sally. Oh, also Fabiola Torres that has who has missed more than the 3 meetings, has not returned any of my phone calls or emails, but did express to Gerard Ross that she did want to be off of the board, but she has not formally submitted a resignation. But I think that we should consider taking her off because it does start affecting long-term